You know, isn't it amazing how our interests change when you become a son of God and realize the king made a set of instructions and the disobedience is going to shorten your life? It makes a difference in what you do, doesn't it? And so when you're walking in that kind of way, too, he ain't going to answer your prayer. You ain't going to be smart enough to even come to him and ask him for nothing, are you? Isn't that amazing? So it changes everything about you when you begin to get knowledge of the Word, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sure does, yeah. Take hold of her. Take hold of these instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Let's go to the next verses. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Keep thy sleep, not, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. There's somebody out there trying to get you to fall. And the devil is behind all this. Okay, let's go to the next verses. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. For the path of the just as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Next verse. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Now, the way of the wicked. This is Satan and his host of demons that are pulling people away every day. Then he says, they don't even know at what they stumble. In other words, he's talking a while ago about us being on a straight path, walking with him. We won't never stumble. But you know, most people never have any idea when they stumble in life or when pains or sickness or things come upon you or you have a car wreck or whatever. Most people never put it together. You walk out of a store and you buy something and you spent $30. You give them $50 bill and you turn around and look and they gave you $30 back instead of $20. You look at that and say, I made $10. Put that in your pocket. Now, did you just steal? Did God say he hates stealing? And so you go out and get in your car and you drive around the corner and somebody pulls out and you ain't got no insurance on your car and you run right into somebody and spend $500 busting up a right front fender. You got liability, but your liability don't cover your car. It covered his car, but not yours. You never put it together that $10 you stole cost you
$500.
Now, if you'd said, oh, I'm sorry, sir, you gave me $10 too much. I did. Here, let me pay you for this. I don't want that $10. And then you get in your car and drive off and you don't have no accidents. Or you get out of a love walk with somebody. God tell you to love? I mean, that's all over the book, isn't it? Walk in love. You get out of a love walk. I mean, you get mad. I mean, your brother comes in and he says something and I don't like that. You get mad at him. Read him the riot act. And you get in your car and you're so mad you can't stand it. And before you get home, the transmission blows up in your car. Well, if everything else don't go wrong now, the stupid transmission's broke on my car. Hey, your transmission broke because you got all out of love. You know, you opened the door to the devil. Now, if you'd have walked in love, that car might have run 200,000 miles without a hitch. Maybe 300,000. Maybe forever. Isn't that amazing? That all these things work like this. My son, attend to my words. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words. What does it mean to attend to God's word? I mean, get it in your heart, right, brother? Get in. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. Be, in other words, be listening. That's what you guys are doing here today. That's what you're here for. You're here to hear God's word. And that's what we're doing. We're talking about it. The next couple of verses. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Have you ever read that scripture anywhere else? Joshua was told that by God in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Hide this law in your heart. Meditate on it once a week. Oh, you said once a week's not good enough, is it, young lady? How often did he tell you to meditate on that word? Oh, day and night. And he's telling us the same thing here. Let these words not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. So when you're driving down the road in your car, you should be listening to a Christian CD, should you not? You ought to have the tape, Bible on tape, or some good teaching about God's word in there, don't be driving down the road listening to somebody done somebody wrong song like I used to do. I mean, you know, that used to be a real song. It may still be out there. I don't know. Somebody done somebody wrong song. You know, I mean, I used to drive down the road. I could sing that with them, you know, just driving down the road. I knew all them old country and western songs. And when the devil come by my house, guess what they did for me? Nothing. Didn't help me at all. Not a thing. So I quit hiding that junk in my heart. I don't have it in there no more. That's the only thing I remember out of that song. Somebody done somebody wrong. Well, whenever you do somebody wrong, guess what? You're setting yourself up for hurt. God's going to hurt you. Let these words not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are
life.
Is that what we're here for today? We want to live. Did Jesus say, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly? Is that what all Christians want? Sure. Well, then why did so few of us live in the abundant life? Well, you know, you got to be one of them name it and claim it bunch. Maybe you got to be like Kenneth Copeland and his bunch. You know, name it and claim it. All I got to say about Kenneth Copeland, he learned something all the rest of us need to learn. He learned how to name it and claim it. And I think about when I heard Kenneth tell on TV one night about how he was up in, him and Gloria was up in Colorado somewhere. And I think he said that's where they were. And their grandbaby come under some kind of attack. And she was down here in the hospital. And when the daughter and son-in-law called them, they jumped on an airplane and run down here right quick. And they went to that hospital. And, I mean, they took the word and they prayed. And it wasn't but a matter of hours. They had that girl out of the hospital. And I remember Kenneth saying, you know, it's amazing. We were in there with the word and we got our baby healed in just a little while. But there was all kinds of people in there with people in ICU. And they're sitting out there in the waiting room reading magazines, listening to the television. Ain't nobody got the Bible open. They're just waiting for them to die. Don't have a clue. There's something they could do. Now, that's where most of us are, even in the church. But keep these, let these words not depart from your eyes. Let them keep in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Is that what we want here today?
Amen.
These words are health to all our flesh. Now then, let's go ahead to a couple more verses here. Keep your heart with all diligence. All diligence. For out of it are all the issues of life. Out of your heart. This is where it comes from. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Now this mouth that we got is it's a real problem. Just like your lady friend. You ain't going to believe this. That come out of her mouth, didn't it? Is that unbelief? Did that please God? And especially after she already seen him heal her. You know, that should have not. You have to teach that girl how to talk. You know that? You got your work cut out for you, son. You know what I mean, right? As a Christian, it is your responsibility to teach that girl. Since she works where you do, and you have touch with all those other believers, it is your job to teach her what the Word says so she can grow in faith to where you are. See? That's your job. That's my job. All of our jobs is to teach other believers about the Word so they can walk where God wants them to. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. But somebody said, well, I don't want to get involved. God says, oh, you don't want to produce fruit for my kingdom? You don't want to produce fruit? Oh, you know what he does to people that don't produce fruit? Somebody said, he would not do that to me. Well, let's put the tabs on that right there, and let's go to John 15:2, Dave. And let's see what John 15:2 under the New Covenant says. And let's just go over and read that, John 15:2. We'll come back to Proverbs 4 in just a minute. But in every branch, how many?
Every.
But you're his favorite. I got news for you. He don't have any favorites. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. So like this young man up here said a while ago when we was quoting that, he said, it makes no difference. You're going to get cut either way you go. But it's better to get cut a little than to get cut off, right? So when you get cut off, I don't care what you've done. If you stop bearing fruit for the kingdom when you get home, you know how much reward you're going to get? None. He tells us that. If you don't bear fruit up to the last, to the end, if you don't remain faithful for end, I will give you no rewards. You know, that makes bearing fruit to the very end worthwhile. I'd hate to think about going home after what he did for you and me and produce no fruit for his kingdom. That'd be kind of sad, wouldn't it? Walk in one day and say, well, welcome home. You're home a little early. You know, that's the first thing you don't want to hear, right? Oh, you're only 50 years old and you're already home. I planned for you to live to be 95, but you didn't do exactly what I told you. So welcome home, son. Oh, you didn't do any works for me. Oh, well, come on in. How would you like for the king to say that for you? You don't want to hear that, do you? You want him to slap you on the back at 95 and say, well done, son. Come on in this house. You're welcome. You produce lots of fruit for my kingdom. That's what you want to hear him say, right? Absolutely. That's what everybody wants to hear him say. We take this Christianity a little too laxed. We don't realize what he done for us. And we just think, well, you know, I get saved and it just go ahead and work as usual. No. I mean, produce fruit for the kingdom. Be a ball of fire. I mean, that's why he called you salt and light. You know, he put you out there in amongst those sickness and disease. So when you dump your salt in that raw wound, what's it supposed to do to it? It's supposed to burn. It's supposed to purge out the evil. That's what he made you to do. Then he says, let's go back to Proverbs 4, and let's go to the next couple of verses. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Now, let me tell you, men, some men got a real problem when it comes to eyes. And some women have a real problem because they cause the men to have a problem. Some women don't dress properly. Some Christian women don't dress properly.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.